Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. Let's head to the Elkhart Lake region. Kathleen Eichhoff is the executive director of Wisconsin's Elkhart Lake. Kathleen, thanks for being here.
Hey, John, it's great to talk to you today.
Oh my gosh, it's so good to catch up with you because Elkhart late in the fall is absolutely beautiful. Let's start with those fall colors and the hiking and biking opportunities. Lead us through some of the options.
Yeah, so, you know, Elkhart Lake in fall is such a beautiful time of year to be here. You know, the days are still warm, the nights are cool, and you can really engage in all that outdoor recreation activity. And that really starts with the Ice Age Trail. We're so fortunate that we have trailheads just right outside of our village limits. And some of these trails are a little bit shorter and just for a leisure hike, some prairie style hiking, or some wooded hiking along a stream and a real fun boardwalk. So some real easy hikes. But if you're interested in a little bit more rough terrain and a little bit more rugged, Kettle Moraine State Forest is a 10-minute drive away out in Greenbush. And there are some great trail loops, varieties of distances, variety of terrain, and difficulty. So it is a really great option that's really close to town. And the color this time of year, so we're not in peak quite yet. We've got a couple of weeks. And when you get into that Kettle Moraine State Forest, I mean, I've sent you some pictures. I mean, it is absolutely stunning. So it is a beautiful opportunity to get out, get a little exercise, and enjoy the outdoors. And then we also have the Broughton, Sheboygan County Marsh and Tower, which is just down the road here from the heart of the village square.
Yeah.
And that is a recreation park. It's 30 acres. It's a year-round park. It has 60 campground sites. There's playgrounds. There's picnic areas. There's frisbee golf. And then there's the 80-foot observation tower, which is, again, you want to talk about beautiful views and perspectives. It's really just something, a lot of fun to do. There's also a restaurant out there. So if you're, you know, if you're just coming for the afternoon or if you're staying in town for the weekend, there's dining out there. But, you know, of course, there's picnic areas as well. So it gives you a nice little variety.
How about golf? Is golf big in the fall there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Sheboygan County has some amazing golf courses, and we are so fortunate that we have Kwikwiat Golf Course here in Elkhart Lake. 27 holes of golf. Todd and Rachel are the third generation owners of Kwikwiat, and their daughter Elizabeth is coming into the business now as well. And they just run such an amazing golf course. They do tons of lessons, and I'll have to admit, I'm in a ladies' learn league, so I'm a golf enthusiast. I still have lots to learn, but they are just fantastic with individual lessons and group lessons. They've got a ton of leagues that they offer. They really have such a huge passion for golf.
Yeah.
So when you come there, it's so friendly. The course is difficult, but not to the point where you just want to throw your clubs down and head out. I mean, it's perfectly difficult in beautiful terrain because, again, we're in the Kettle Moraine State Forest here. And they have a great clubhouse when you come in there. I mean, it's friendly and a huge menu from scratch cooking. So it really is just a great way to spend a chunk of time with a group of friends or family golf. You know, they're really big on youth and family golf, really trying to train up the next generation of golfers.
I love it. Super passionate
about it.
The Austhoff celebrating 30 years this year. And if you want to take it inside, they have an amazing spa, don't they?
Yes, a Spira Spa. It's a 20,000 square foot spa. It's an award-winning spa with an amazing collection of signature services. And when we have journalists here, they talk to me all the time about, I can't believe the size of the spa, the opulence of it, the relaxing spaces. I mean, multiple relaxing spaces. One of them includes a meditation sanctuary. Really just peaceful for your mind, body, and soul. But they have, you know, Cedars massages. They have Himalayan stone. They have banal therapy, chromatub. I mean, just things that you just can't get everywhere. And that's one of the things that, you know, from an award-winning perspective, they have a lot of wonderful, unique signature services that you can't find other places. So people love that.
Hey, quickly in 30 seconds, give us the headlines on Pamper and Pinot.
Oh, yeah. So I'm signed up to go to that. It's coming up October 23rd, mm-hmm. and it's a $95 event, and you get a 25-minute massage, and they've got some beverages and some bites to eat, and you get to enjoy the relaxing spaces. I can't wait to go. I'm a massage person. I love massages.
Me too.
So just kind of helps you work out the kinks from the day. So, it's a great event that they're hosting coming up here along with others. So we hope that people will check it out at Aspire Spa at the Osthoff Resort.
All right, quickly, what's the website if people want more information on the great stuff happening by you?
Yeah, for more information on Elkhart Lake, just come to elkhartlake.com.
It is a great website. Kathleen Eichhoff is the executive director of Wisconsin's Elkhart Lake, one of the special places in our state. Kathleen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, John. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. I like where her head's at. A little spa treatment when it's nice and cozy and chilly outside. Hey, up next, Bob Prosser from Iconic Ishnala.